Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. To some of you in other parts of the world, it may be Monday morning or Monday evening, but no matter what time it is, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with Church of Christ, the Life and Message. I'm grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for such opportunity as this to come before you today with the Word of God. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Spain and in the Netherlands, United Kingdom. Welcome. Welcome, Canada, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, hey, call in and we will pray with you. If you have any questions, we will do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer them. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit your comments to a minute and a half to 2 minutes out of respect for the length of the broadcast. And I also want to say this. I do realize that some of you may have prayer requests that you don't want to say out over the air. I understand that. Or you may have a question that you don't want to ask over the air. I understand that too. So you can contact me at www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That is my email address. And you can send your prayer requests and questions to that. That's once again www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And I will get back to you in that. And also, you can use this phone number, 515-605-9887, if you want to know how to get any copies of the messages. Or you can send it to that request to my email. Okay? So, glory be to God. So, having said that, I want to once again thank the Lord. We have another opportunity today to give the word of God today. Thank the Lord for what he's doing. And today is Sunday here in the United States. It's the Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for my brother to come on to head this off, once again, may the Lord bless you, your families, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, amen, remember, test the things. Try the spirit. That's what the Word of God tells us. Don't forget that, people, because as I told you before, there are a lot of people rising up, especially on YouTube, and prophets, prophetess. And I have to say this, I'm not trying to discriminate or say nothing against women, but most of them are women that is rising up and they're prophetess and prophet, and I got a prophetic word. And see, now you're seeing that there are people who think that the only way God is working is in the prophetic per se, okay? So everything is, I got a word. Now, am I saying that all of them is not legit? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying that all of them are legit? I'm not saying that either, because there are some on there that I can sense that's them. That's not the Lord. I'm just going to be straight out with you, okay? And, you know, and then you got these fancy kind of names that they're calling themselves on. It's, and I see names of vanity, okay, pride that they're naming themselves, okay? And, you know, and to me, I see some of them, they make it like it's a game, okay? You know, and I've seen that, okay? So I'm here to tell you, don't you get caught up on just some good stuff being said to you, you thinking it's automatically the Lord. Don't you get caught up in that. Try the spirit. That's what the Word of God said. The Word of God gives us ways that we can try things to see whether it's from God or not. See, the Lord do not want you, and I'm going to specifically talk to you, Christian. He don't want to go, want you to go through your Christian walk, like, be honest with you, just being dumb. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. Some people get the impression that when you are called a Christian, you're supposed to be ignorant, dumb, don't know nothing, a doormat, be ran over. That's that. Even sad to say, some Christians think that that's the way of the Lord. Not so. So the Lord said, in 1 John chapter 4, beloved, believe not every spirit. In other words, don't be naive. See, God is not, the Lord Jesus is not raising a bunch of naive people, okay? Understand that. He wants you to be able to check these things because he knew that there would be some imposters and some copycats, and plus there's the devil, okay? And so the devil always likes to copy the Lord for his act of deception, okay? And so I'm telling you, you better learn how to test it. And I'm being straight up with you. There's some I see rising up talking about, I got a word from you, for you, a prophetic word. And everything is a prophetic word. And what is happening, it is causing people to not turn to the word of God. They're getting all what they need to know from hearing a, quote, prophetic word. And that's the dangerous side of that, okay? So remember what I told you. Try. Okay, that's 1 John chapter 4 if you want to look it up. And let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom, Misgar. Blessed be the name of our rock, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel. Good to be on again and celebrating. And I was just thinking, as we introduce ourselves to the most important message in the whole world, in fact, in all of the earth, we greet you in the awesome and excellent name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his blood, his sacrifice, and his resurrection, victory, and ascension. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit and the love of God to all of you that are listening to know about the wonderful and marvelous events spoken in the Bible, the abridged version of the Bible, the greatest message to mankind, the greatest hope of deliverance of a dying, oppressed world in every nation. Thank be to God who has given us the victory and triumph today to tell and share with you without money, without price, without scam or hustling, for freely we have received from the Lord Jesus, and freely we give. Doesn't mean that we don't have to pay and pay for broadcast or pay for expenses, but it means that we're not putting any burden upon you that the Lord don't put upon you as we broadcast to you freely the good news called the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, brother, you was finishing about a lot of things that are happening in the world today, about what you call scammers or pretenders or deceivers or false or something.
Yeah, I just address the people once again, and it's very important. Like I said, you got and what it looks to me, brother, that, and I'm not saying every last one of them that's coming on the YouTube are not true, but I'm also not saying every last one of them is right. You can see some things, but what I was telling the people is that try the spirit, and we must understand from what I'm seeing is that it is gearing people away, because they're giving people the impression that the only way God is working is, quote, the prophetic. So they're moving people away from simply studying the word, and now people is just depending on what this person is going to say day to day that they says, thus says the Lord has given them. Okay? Now, of course, some of them do give scriptures, don't get me wrong. But what I'm seeing now, because, brother, it has blown up on YouTube, okay? It ain't blown up, brother.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of stuff going around the world. And so it's important that we be taught what the scripture says about putting things to the proper scriptural text to see what source or where it come from. And you're right that we need to simply see what the scriptures said about discerning or putting something to the proper test, whether it comes from the living God or come by Jesus Christ, or is it grounded in the Holy Scriptures or the prophets. So the Bible gives four tests. So I urge your people to put it to these four tests. I don't always put things to one test, because God is not a God that tell you to put something to just one singular test. He got a way of, for you to verifying it in two or three ways. What fruit, what source, where it comes from. So there's three things in the scriptures, four things, that tell you how to put it to the test. So put it to those simple tests. See whether it's legitimate and stand the test that Jesus said to give all things in the latter days. So you'll be able to discern between evil and good. And when you put it to these four scriptural tests, you will find out for sure and discern what source and where it comes from. Okay.
Brother, we want to welcome on our sister here. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Well, shalom, dear sister. Glad to hear you again, your voice on this top side of the earth. Because a lot of people are going to two-headed people and talking to the dead. So I just kind of, I'm talking to the real sister. Because people are going to these diviners and calling up the dead, you know. Trying to talk to dead uncle, cousin, dead mama, see where she left the money at and hid the money, and calling up the dead folks, you know. So not only this is very serious, because a lot of people are being deceived and doing the same things they did in the latter days, going to these diviners. The Bible called them diviners and sorcerers.
Mm-hmm.
And magic workers. And they got different names now. They call them, in my day when I was a kid, they called them two-headed people. They go and get a word from the devil and crystal balls, and they call them charmers. But actually the Bible calls these people diviners, sorcerers, some of them are witches, and some are familiar spirits. They call the people that talk to the dead, they call them necromancers in the days of the Bible. They call them necromancers. So a lot of people are trying to call up these dead people, and they're being paying these people a lot of money to hear what auntie says, and she, what the message she's telling me from beyond, so and all that kind of stuff. Have you all encountered any of that stuff in your lifetime that happened scripturally, have been happening all through the ages? Have you encountered any of that?
Oh, yeah. I know I am. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess if you never encountered it, you are very unusual. You have not come across that in your family line or people are coming back. This is very prevalent now. This is very prevalent. This is very popular now, because people are even coming on TV and then newspapers. They call themselves psychics or psychics. Then they got other names. They call it, call your psychic and get your future told and all that stuff. And that's big money in that. Do you know that's big money in that?
That's true.
So especially in the South, this was very prominent in the southern part of the United States. When I lived in Mississippi, Louisiana, man, there was the two top, two places, Louisiana, Mississippi, and what's that? Some part in Georgia where these two-headed people, I call them two-headed people, people come from all the world to get a word from the devil. They think they're getting the word from the Lord, but they're getting the word from the devil. And they would pay all kind of money from these people to get bewitched, get the witchy, the hoochie-coochie off of them, and the curse off of them. And we're going to say this about all of this, because people can be duped and deceived. And all of our families, if you go back enough in your family, I guarantee you that most, you can go in your family line and you see some of your people in your family line has went to these people. I can about guarantee you that. I don't mean to be offensive, but I can guarantee you just about 95% people in their family line has went to a witch or a sorcerer or a diviner, a reader, read your palm, read your future. I can guarantee you that he was good, honest people who did not know and understand what they were doing. And if you go to many other nations in the earth, all around the globe, you see all of them have these same things, but it's called by different names. They're just called by different terms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Black magic,
mm-hmm.
voodoo, popular in Louisiana and Indiana, a lot of voodoo, and they had another name for it, hoodoo, in Haiti. And then they had all, they got these different names in different cultures they call these. Contacting demonic spirits, they think they're talking to actually the auntie,
mm-hmm.
Their mother, their loved one, and because this demon tells them information that only he knows. That's about the auntie, because only auntie knows that. Yeah, the demon knows it too. Those demons are called familiar
yeah.
spirits.
Huh?
So we see all of this going around the earth. So the average Christian has to arm himself.
Yes,
arm themselves with the discerning power of testing things just by having the knowledge of the scriptures, knowledge of Jesus and his teaching and the prophets. You quickly discern some of these stuff easily.
Mm-hmm.
But most Christians, yes. as we know, are kind of lazy.
Amen.
I didn't get no amen on that.
Amen.
I don't know, old man. But throw the rocks, throw the eggs. I'll catch them. What I mean by that, most Christians, well, at least a lot of them, they don't believe in studying the Word of God too much, intensely, for themselves.
Amen.
The Bible commanded you. You're responsible. Not only hearing the preacher, the taught word, you are taught to go back and to test it and study it to see whether these things be so.
Yeah.
Nobody
Amen.
Ain't
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It takes hard work, diligent, searching and studying, and so people don't like to do all this hard work. I like to preach you to all and to teach you. Whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
let me get my shout and my dance on. And that's all, you know, hallelujah. And I'm not going back and make sure that this word is based upon the truth of the teaching of the Lord. So now you find most Christians are relying upon somebody, so they'll run to every prophet. Now they're running to every prophet on the planet. Everyone's a prophet now, and I ain't got a prophet, Brother Nate. Hey, they got a prophet over here. Plant your seed $1,000, $10,000, I'll give you a word. Now all you got to do is plant this 10,000 seed here, and I'm going to bless you. But you got to bring this seed. Now, if you ain't got the $10,000, you can't get, you know, okay. All right. Amen. Anybody out there?
Amen.
Amen.
We want to welcome all. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing, Sister Anderson?
Blessed of the Lord, brothers. Blessed of the Lord. God bless you all.
Okay. Because everyone is looking for a word from the Lord. So they're willing to go here and here for all these people who claim to be prophets. I'm sure we got some genuine, real prophets out there. But that's a way you can prove whether they're true prophets of God. So everyone today, a lot of people all over the world, above the eight, these prophets are coming from everywhere. I mean, all over
yes,
the globe.
They are.
this prophet, the prophet is so-and-so, I want to get into that today. But let's treat, but that the Lord has got his prophets. He got his own apostles. He got genuine people. Remember this, before there can be a false, there has to be a genuine.
Yeah.
There can never be a false until there's first a genuine or a real. There has to be a real before there can be a false.
Yeah.
There has to be light before there is darkness to discern darkness. See, opposite. So therefore, a lot of people think everybody's a false. No, that's not true. There has to be a genuine first before that can be a false. The devil is a copycat. The devil is a copycat.
Mm-hmm.
He has to try to copy things. Everything that God's doing, he tries to copy. And he does a fairly decent job of copying. And he can copy everything, but he copy a lot of things. He imitates everything, or he tries to imitate a lot of stuff. He imitates a lot of stuff. He's a copycat. He's a copycat. Now, we're going to talk about why there are so many religions that sacrifice their children. In most religions, they have a if you go around the world, you'll see that they sacrifice either their children or animals. The devil requires a blood sacrifice for you to get power from him. Mm-hmm. Are you all familiar with that?
We've heard about it.
Amen.
Well, I know most people don't know this, because if you study most of the religions in all the tribes around the world, they usually, in order to get direct power from Satan, like
mm-hmm.
some of these witches and these warlocks get great power, they have to give the devil a blood sacrifice in order to get power. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to get real power from a real witch, they usually not only get animal sacrifice, but they give human sacrifice. That's why a lot of babies, a lot of children around the world are missing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not just sex, only sex, fantasy, and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know. Okay. All right.
Amen.
You don't understand. You know that Satan requires a blood sacrifice. If a witch want to move up in great power, and there are real witches in this earth, I don't care what you say, they cannot be an imitation until there's a real. Satan does have power. Let's get this straight now. Satan does have power.
Amen.
Yet again, Satan has great power. Okay. The Bible says so. The angel messenger says, and I believe what God says. Okay. You know, you don't got to believe. I'm not exalting the devil. I'm just telling you for facts. I'm not telling you the truth of the Bible. And you see the devil's power being manifested in all nations in their religion. In their forms of worship, whether they are tribal, they're for east or west of Chinese, you see the power of darkness being manifest. Now, if a witch or a warlock wants to move up and become great power, he has to give the greatest sacrifice.
Yeah.
They have to give a baby sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of you are not familiar with this, and a lot of people don't understand how Satan operates in order to give power to people. They are called Satan worshippers, or witches, or warlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got these little 9-to-5 little people who don't have the real power of Satan. They don't have the real power, the little psychics and all that. I'm talking about the real witches and warlocks. They have to give a human sacrifice, and it's done around the world. That if the warlock wants to get the ultimate power as a high priestess, there's a position in witchcraft called high priest and high priestess.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil has to imitate everything God do. High priest and high priestess. Just like in the Bible, God had priests and high priests. And they were the most powerful people and the most important people in Israel, the high priest, because the high priest was the only one that could go, really, prophets could go into the presence. Only the high priest could actually go into the very presence behind the mercy seat, into the presence and the glory of God. Only the high priest now. The prophets had access to the glory of God, too, but the high priest was the only one that could make the sin sacrifice. Keep that in mind. No one was consecrated or dedicated to make the sin sacrifice but the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
That made him the most important people in Israel.
Yeah.
I know you may think the judges and the counselors, they had their place, and different people in the thing, and the prophet was next, but the high priest had a center stage because he was the one only allowed to make the sin sacrifice for the whole nation. Am I right or am I wrong? Somebody correct me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. In the devil's work, if you want to be a high priest in the work of Satan, if you want to be a high priestess, now here's what the devil, in God's plan, a woman could not be a high priest. Okay. Did you get that? No woman could be a high priest. Am I right?
Amen.
Oh, you don't have to agree. The Bible says so. You don't have to say amen. No woman
amen.
Is allowed to be a high priest.
That's
amen.
Right.
She could not be a priest under the Old Testament.
Amen.
But she could be a prophetess. And she could be a judge and a counselor and an intercessor.
Yeah.
But one thing they could not be, because that position represents the man.
Yeah.
Why is it? Because Jesus was the man that died for you. Now, well, I mean, this, you know, I'm not womanizing. I'm just telling you like it is. The man, the man alone is in the image of God. The woman is in the image of the man because she come out of the man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
I don't care what they say in Washington, D.C., university. I don't care what they say. I'm telling you what God said. That's why people are in confusion. They're not listening to what Bible said, what God said. That's why confusion is in the world now. Well, this philosopher said, the doctor said this, and all this crap they talking and got the world in confusion. If you want to be a high in power, high priestess has the greatest power in Satan when they offer a baby sacrifice, a human sacrifice. If you study that out, you're going to find out how witches and warlocks are operating in the world, and they have power when they make a human sacrifice. And in some cultures, in the Canaanite, in the Bible day, when Jezebel and Ahab, when they got power with Satan, they had to offer a baby unto Baal, Peor, or Balaam. Do you know they had to offer a baby, a human sacrifice, Jezebel and Ahab in their days?
Amen.
And Israel got drawn into this. And then Israel got drawn into this sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't believe it. Now, today, in the modern day, I will give you an example of the Jezebel sacrificing children. I'll tell you something that you're not going to hear, and you ain't going to like.
Mm-hmm.
The fetuses are some of the aborted babies that have been slain are the same sacrifice that Jezebel gave. They're offering their children up and killing them called abortion. That's why America is under curse. Hallelujah. Well, let somebody say boo or whatever, boo-boo, if I'm wrong. Today, it's a modern-day Jezebel human sacrifice. They killed the baby from the womb and offered it up to the what they call innocent blood, shedding. What is they doing? Shedding innocent blood. This is what they say in Proverbs 6 and in Deuteronomy when he says, don't offer your sons up. We are doing this today. It is called abortion. We got a cute name, Brother Nate, if you don't mind. We got a good, we got a nice name. We call it abortion, the woman's right. The devil will come up with all kinds of stuff. It's the woman's rights have power over your body. What do you mean you have power over your body? You ain't get, the woman can't give life. She can only bear life. She can't give it because the man is the only one can produce the seed to the ovum to give life. See, this is how the devil has confused people. The man is the only one. A woman cannot have produce a baby, a life, and a man can't produce it without the woman because the seed comes from the man. The woman don't have no right to her body. The man is don't have no say about the abortion. He produces the life, and they just leave him out. They don't say nothing. The woman's got a right. The woman's got a right. The woman's rights. See, the devil is tricky.
Amen.
The devil is cunning. Now, I want you to read something right quick. As we come to understanding that the gospel is built on three basic prongs: the atonement, sacrifice. But the other part is the resurrection victory. If Jesus was not raised from the dead, we still remain our sin. It's not just the sacrifice, the atonement now. That's not the second part to the gospel. If Jesus does not conquer death and the grave, we are still will be in our sins and still perish. So the resurrection from the dead to conquer Satan, sin, and death was a necessity for us to live again. If Jesus does not go in there and conquer Satan, sin, and death, we still will not live again. So it's not just the blood sacrifice alone, the atonement. It's the first fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The first fruits, which is called the resurrection from the dead. Why is it so important that Jesus die and go into the heart of the earth and conquer death and the grave and Satan? If Jesus did not conquer death, the atoning blood by itself would not give us eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out it's not just the new covenant. It's the first fruits. Jesus had to conquer death, conquer the grave, and conquer Satan. Because Satan holds the keys to death. He holds the keys. And Jesus said, give me those keys. Because everyone that died would go to that place, and Satan had a right to hold them, and they could not live again or go into eternity. People fail to realize the resurrection, Jesus conquering Satan and the death, was the key to us to live again in God's presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Incomplete when we said the atonement is the only thing with the new covenant. It's not finished until Jesus conquer, until he conquer Satan, death, and the grave. That gives us the right to go up and live with him. The Apostle Paul said if he doesn't do that, we'll still be in our sins. Now, if you don't believe that, go to 1 Corinthians 15 and see what it says about the necessity for him to conquer. He had to conquer death and the grave and Satan. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, if he doesn't do that, we'll still, our faith is in vain if Christ does not rise. Our faith is in vain if Christ does not conquer death. Then our witness is false if he doesn't conquer death. We will still be in our sins. Now, you see that in 1 Corinthians 15, right quick, in verse 7, I guess somewhere along there. You see what it says?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody read. Somebody read. 1 Corinthians 15.
Whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also in vain. Ye and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Yea.
Now, look what it says. Let's stop there. If Christ does not arise, your faith is in vain.
Is in vain.
Your witness is vain.
Uh-huh.
Are we false believers? Because, read on, why our faith will be in vain.
Your faith, yet in your, if Christ be not raised, your faith in vain, you are yet in your sin, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in the life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now in Christ, raised from the dead, and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since
now,
by man...
Read that too. If by man, Adam, go ahead.
Yes.
Read on.
Mm-hmm. And cometh also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming, the end. When he shall delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rules and all authority and power but he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Then the last enemy that shall destroy is death.
The enemy that he has to destroy is death, the power of death. Now, most people think that all they have to be, that the gospel is based upon this, only the atonement, the redemption sacrifice. But the new covenant is not complete because on the new covenant, Jesus also had to go where? Ephesians says, into the heart of the earth first. It said he descended first into the heart of the earth. Why did he descend after he went up and he was had to go up to the Father's house in paradise and sprinkle the blood with our blood? When Jesus sprinkled the blood on the earth, he had to go in heaven and sprinkle the blood over the books that all our iniquity and sins would be no more. Then when he went to heaven, they had to take off the iniquity that was on him and remove the robe because our sins was on him and our iniquity was on him. So that had to be removed off of him. That's why he told the woman when he was on the earth, he said, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I have to ascend to my Father first before you can touch me. Now, in this thing about the resurrection, which is called the first fruits, if all the prophets who were waiting for Jesus and all those that believed on him were waiting because they had the promise and they believed the promise. Now, the third part about the gospel is faith, what you believe. Now, faith is the most important part of the gospel. Now, you may not believe this, but I'm sure what the scripture says about faith. Faith is the first fruit of the gospel. You know why faith is the first fruit of the gospel? The believing part?
Yes.
Do you know why the believing part is the most important part?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you understand what faith? Faith in what? A lot of people have faith in, they believe a lot of stuff and they have faith in a lot of, you ask people all over, oh, I believe this and I have faith in this. But this faith of the redeemed you from the curse is only by your trusting one thing, which is death and his resurrection.
Yeah.
Get this straight. In Romans, Nate, you want to read that? This is why our faith is talking about something someone did for us and our trust in it, which is the atonement and the sacrifice, but moreover, the resurrection. In Romans 10, well, it said, Brother Nate, said, if you confess with your mouth, what kind of faith
thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart
what
that God has.
Romans
chapter 10, verse 9. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Now, what did he say? What mystery did he unfold there about faith? The faith that redeemed and delivered the world is what they trust about his death and his resurrection, not on anything else. If thou shalt believe, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, listen what he unfolds the mystery. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the who? The Lord
Jesus. Amen.
Why didn't he say, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because if you don't confess the Lord Jesus, Jesus is Lord now. If you don't confess the Lord Jesus, because he, when he rose from the dead, the Bible says God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. Peter's preached, he has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. Because that is the only way your redemption is complete. if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. What? Believe what in your heart?
Yeah.
That God raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Said it again. That God raised
believe
him from the dead.
Believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people believe in their, I know you believe in your church, your religion, you believe in that, and you believe in water, and you believe that. You can believe the water, and I'm telling you, a lot of people have faith in the water. I have faith, more faith in the blood, because that's the sacrifice that redeemed me. See, you have to be converted in your heart and believe this. You just can't join the church and say, I'm God because I'm baptized. That's not sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
The believing in your heart is the key to everything in the Bible. Do you
Amen.
Know that?
Yeah.
But without
Amen.
Faith, not
mm-hmm.
anything, unless you put faith in this.
Yeah, without.
With faith in this single thing. Now, this single thing, the atonement and the resurrection. And that has to confess the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to read the scripture then. I guess we'd be out of time. In Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, Galatians. Now, when we are redeemed, what are we redeemed from? Now, read this because it's very important, because a lot of people are being taught incompletely. The subject is not complete. The gospel is not complete because they think it's one thing. But it's built on three, four prongs. Faith is the substance. Now, why is faith and trusting, and what is he talking about? What do you put your trust in, the weight of your salvation, deliverance, and redemption, reconciliation? How is it come? Well, I joined the church, and I'm a part of the church. I'm part of the religion. I'm part of this. I say, yeah, okay, pretty good. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what Jesus said about this. Now, go to Galatians, beginning of verse 11. Anyone choose to read, please.
Mm-hmm. But that no man by the law in the sight of God, it is evident for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed from the curse of the law, being made
a curse. Read that again. I didn't hear that.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
Amen.
It is written, curse is everyone that hangs on the tree.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yes.
But he also redeemed us from the curse of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And the curse of your own sins, iniquity, and the curse of your descendants. You know that some of our problems come from the sins of our fathers can fall upon you, the third to fourth generation.
Amen.
Now, what are the curses? What are the curses? It says that the blessings of Abraham will come upon what? The Gentiles. Through Jesus Christ, that the blessings of Abraham, what is the blessings of Abraham that the Christian world is supposed to receive, or the Gentile world? What is the great blessing that was given to Abraham? When you go back and read the blessings of the Old Testament, they name all of these blessings, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
When you go to Abraham, a promise was made to him. I will bless. I will lift the curse. Then he named, I will bless you. Then he says, I will bless you, and the curse will not be in your house or your life or your seed, because I'll release the blessing, because Abraham. How was Abraham made righteous? Romans 4:12. Abraham was made righteous in the sight of God I said Abraham was called righteous in the sight of God because of his faith in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I said Abraham, it was counted, God looked at him and called him righteous in his sight because of one thing that he believed and put his trust in. And God counted him being justified and righteous. Okay. The blessings of Abraham will come upon the new covenant church, our new church believers, which are the Gentiles or the non-people or the Christian people. The church world is consisted made of sinners, but it's made of both Jew, Gentile, bond, and free. They're called the body of Christ. No, no, but Jews or Gentiles, they're called the body of Christ. No matter what race you are or what cross your language you come out of, whether you're Jew, Gentile, bond, rich, or poor, you're called the redeemed in the Lord, right? You're called the redeemed in Christ.
Amen.
Now, they got all these church names, you know, that, but you are the redeemed under the new covenant, under the new covenant. 5 minutes left, brother.
No, actually, you got 13 minutes left.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord here. All right, sisters, I got to give y'all 13 minutes. I can't. I got to hear everybody. They, what, you got four minutes apiece? Okay. Everybody, go ahead, sister and brother. I apologize for getting so long, you know.
All right. Amen. Thanks.
Nobody want to talk?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, praise the Lord. I thank and I praise him for the word, not only just for tonight. I was listening last night, and I just thank and I praise the Lord for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his promises. I just thank the Lord for the word that has been going forth, because I tell you, anyone that has tuned in and listened, it's really been opened up. If you want to know, if you wanted some answers, you really could have received those answers. And I just thank the Lord for the talk of the word that has been going forth.
Amen. I thank the Lord, you know, for the lesson that have went forth on tonight. Very enlightening, and I thank the Lord for it. You know, I thank him for his death, burial, his resurrection. You know, I just thank the Lord for all things. And, you know, and I really enjoyed the broadcast, you know, that have been going forth. And I just thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen. Precious blood.
I want to ask you all to pray for my son-in-law, a son. He got shot in the neck. We don't know what happened. We don't know if it was a stray bullet. You know, they can't get in the answers right now. But I ask you all to continue to lift him up. His name is John Jones. It's his son, and that's his son's name, too.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Now, you know, we'll have to continue this further about what the blessing of Abraham that come upon us by faith through Jesus Christ. Because we don't fully comprehend what would be from us blessings to all those that had the faith to the promise as Abraham. The Bible said Abraham believed God. What did he believe? People just read that and say, oh, he believed God. No, it's much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Abraham believed on Yahweh, but what was the promise that he believed? And how did he get the favor and the promise upon his seed, what we call the church world now, the Christian world, and all nations? The blessings of Abraham. When the resurrection victory is the key. Today, usually on the first day of the week, we celebrate the greatest miracle hit the planet Earth. You know why on the first day of the week they celebrate, in the Christian faith mostly, the Lord's Supper? And this is the only great commandment. The two things, the first great commandment is keep the Lord's Supper. Why is that so important? Because that's when the greatest miracle came into the world, the atonement. and the new covenant and first fruits. Do you get that? Why is it that Jesus said, keep this in remembrance?
Yeah.
The bread and the blood. The communion said, do it in remembrance of me. We celebrate, most churches celebrate one day a week. Some people celebrate 2 or 3 days. Well, we keep the Holy Communion, but we don't know the real reason. The real power. Every time we take it, we're supposed to receive something. Do you know that every time you take the Lord's Communion, it's a holy, the most sacred thing, the atonement and the resurrection. You know that it's the most, why we do it, and we said, do this in remembrance. Keep it in remembrance. Mm-hmm. And we don't understand the victory that we're supposed to receive when we do it in remembrance. And the greatest event that took on the planet Earth was this. Christ became the sin sacrifice and the gloat and paid the atoning price. But this is what they leave out. He rose again with complete victory to give us and bring the past. John the Baptist could not have gotten up away from the dead and be bringing the message today. Do you know that John, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, that means even John can't come and fulfill the scripture about Elijah coming, because he wouldn't still be down there, you know, dead and chained. But John is resurrected with all the prophets that died. They are raised from the dead. They are not in the grave anymore. I know they tell that they're still in the grave, but I'm kind of sorry, brothers. No, none of the prophets are not in the grave no more. They never was in the grave. Their body was in the grave. I'll leave that alone. But we love you. Today is a day, wherever you're listening, Christ is standing near with his redemptive power. And if you put your trust in him and faith and call upon him, and if you are able to trust in his blood, his death, and his sacrifice, and gave in his life to redeem you, and if you believe that he rose again from the dead, then you will have hope for eternity. Today you can receive the gift of life, the gift of eternal life. If you trust that the blood covers your sins and removes all your iniquity and put your trust in him and say, Lord Jesus, I believe. I believe that your death and your blood and your sacrifice and your life is enough to justify me before God and redeem me. And I believe that he rose again with power over death and over the grave, that I will live again with him in the New Jerusalem. And I give my soul, my life. I give my sickness, my disease, my bondage, my oppression, my fears, I give to him. Now make all things new in my life. And heal me and deliver me, my nation, my children, and be my deliverer. In the name of Jesus Christ. And this is the love that we give to you. Next time we greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Lord, say the same. Another broadcast tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement tomorrow. So once again, as for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Anderson, Sister Teague. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
God bless.